In this short lesson, we're going to talk about the platform algorithms. And what that means is the different ways that the social media platforms decide who is actually going to see the content that you put out there. Now, social media and marketing online is all about engagement. And as I said previously, building relationships. So the thought of being able to just show up and dump a whole lot of content on your Facebook page or your Instagram page and walking away and hoping that someone sees it is actually gone. The whole purpose of you is to start building relationships with your local community. It's about asking questions and giving value and getting your local community and your audience to interact with you and like and share what it is that you're offering and what you're putting out on social media. Now, as human beings, we still need connection, even though we are doing so much online and, you know, building relationships. So your goal as a business owner and the goal of your team when they are posting for you is to understand the best platform for your business to connect with your ideal clients in meaningful ways. So one of the first things that you need to understand is the three different types of algorithms so that when you are putting content online, you can ask three very simple questions and that any post that you do will be based around one of these three things. So the first one is connection. And when you put some content up, let's just say you're just showing one aspect of a build and you might be, you know, at one particular stage. Now that could be all about connection. So with that, you would be reaching out to potential clients. You might want to tag suppliers or even let friends know that, you know, you're putting this content up. But the whole purpose of that is to have some posts that are building that feeling of connection with your local community and with your audience. The next type of algorithm is interest. And these are people who have no idea who you are, and they might just come across a really interesting video or a beautiful picture of what you've done and suddenly start showing interest in your content and your posts. And then the third type of algorithm is active search. And this is where you start using specific phrases and specific keywords to get the algorithm to start pushing your content in front of that particular person. And that's often known as search engine optimization. So when you are looking at creating content, you've got to think of those three things. And any content that you put out has to either be building a connection, generating new interest, or actively showing up in the search algorithms. And if you look at the different platforms, and if we actually break them down, now when it comes to Instagram, that's 60% connection. So that's 60% connecting with people who know about you and they may have possibly liked a post or, you know, made a comment at some stage. 30% is interest, and that's where, and we'll get into this a little bit further on, but that's where, you know, reels and trying to get into the suggested feed is important. And then 10% is search. And so that's using hashtags. And again, a lot of these terms will be explained further down the track. With Facebook and Facebook posts, 70% of Facebook posts are about connection. So it's actually having people who have actively, again, liked to post or interacted with you. 20% is getting in front of new people who've never heard of you, and only 10% is search. And then if we look at TikTok, and this is why TikTok is actually taking off, because 50% is getting in front of people who have an interest in maybe the topic that you're talking about or the videos that you're showing, but they've never actually heard of you before. 30% is search, which is, you know, actually having active keywords and search engine optimization. And then only 20% is connection with people that really don't know you. And then we look at Pinterest again, which is actually a search engine, 50% search, 40% interest, 10% connection. And then the next one is YouTube. Now, YouTube is really good for longer form videos, which, you know, longer form videos, anything that goes between 2 minutes to 5 minutes. But because of what's happened with a lot of the other platforms, they're now bringing in YouTube Shorts. So you can actually put up videos that are going for less than a minute. And again, because YouTube is actually owned by Google, it's 50% search, 30% interest, and then 10% connection. So that just gives you a bit of a breakdown of how people are actually going to see your content and how they're going to find who you are and what you're doing. The whole purpose of that is to build your engagement rate. And your engagement rate is, again, having people who will actually comment, interact, see something and share it with their friends because they find that interesting. And the benefit of having a greater engagement rate means that you've got greater visibility, so your potential customers can see you. You have more people recognizing who you are. As far as word of mouth marketing and referrals, because you are showing up in people's social media and you've got people commenting, then your potential clients kind of feel as if They know who you are and they know a little bit about you. And when people are ready to build, you're going to be the first one that's mentioned. And then your credibility. Now, there's nothing worse than a negative review. And again, we'll be going through that on how to deal with that. But if you are putting out good content showing the great work that you do and how you actively go about building a home, that's going to give you a lot more credibility because your potential customers actually feel as if they know you. And then, of course, the final thing is actually building better relationships with your customers. And looking at engagement rates, they're not huge, but it's all about having that consistency and actually showing up so that when people are looking for what it is that you do, you're the first person that they think of. So that just gives you a bit of an outline of how the algorithms work. What we're going to be talking about next is actually what your client is looking for.